Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is August 10, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. FIME supports Bangladesh Bank in launching card scheme. Fintech FIME has announced that it's been selected by Bangladesh Bank to help launch the nation's domestic card scheme. Greenlight's new credit card facilitates teens in building credit. U.S.-based fintech Greenlight has launched Greenlight Family Cash to help teens build credit with their parents before they reach adulthood. Fertusa partners with Thought Machine. Fertusa Corporation, a global digital engineering and IT services provider, has partnered with Thought Machine to launch SME customer onboarding platform. Resolve's AI, Braun Technology joins forces with Naga. Germany-based fintech company, the Naga Group, has partnered with Resolve AI Braun aiming to enhance online payments as well as brokerage. Bright Payments launches instant payments and payouts in Denmark. Sweden-based fintech Bright Payments has expanded its Nordic product coverage with the launch of open banking-supported instant payments and payouts in Denmark. Freedom Finance adds Revo Money to its lending panel. UK-based digital lending marketplace Freedom Finance has added personal loans from Revo Money to its lending panel. Ordway and Exact Payments streamline billing and embedded payments. Ordway has tapped embedded payments provider Exact Payments to offer payments processing, automated reconciliation, and cash application to its customers. Fondi partners with Visa to launch the Fondi Terminal app. Ukraine-based payment platform Fondi has launched a cashless payment service in partnership with Visa, namely the Fondi Terminal, based on VisaTap to PhoneTech. Square launches Square Go consumer booking app. US-based payments platform Square has launched the Square Go consumer booking app to facilitate access to beauty and personal care businesses. AWC and Ant Group partner on cross-border payments. Asset World Corporation, AWC, has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with Ant Group to launch multiple cross-border payments and digital financial solutions. Simple introduces AI-powered checkout suite. India-based Simple has introduced an artificial intelligence-enabled checkout suite that may eliminate cash on delivery by 2028. Seed Commerce launches TikTok Shop Connector. Multi-channel enabler Seed Commerce has announced the launch of TikTok Shop Connector, an integration solution that connects e-commerce platforms with TikTok Shop. Practice Better rolls out Practice Better payments with Stripe. Canada-based wellness management software Practice Better has integrated Practice Better payments, equipping health practitioners with the tools they need to process payments. ComplyCube upgrades its document authentication service. Global KYC and IDV platform ComplyCube has upgraded its document authentication service with a new ID liveness layer to combat screen replay attacks. Num Finance partners with Trubit. Argentina-based stablecoin issuer Num Finance has partnered with cryptocurrency platform Trubit to improve NARS access for Latin American users. Bank of England recruits academics to advise on digital pound design. The Bank of England is on a recruitment drive for UK researchers and academics to join a newly created CBDC Academic Advisory Group, AUG. Barclays says tech companies should be liable for scams on their platforms. Barclays is calling on tech companies to reimburse scam victims as part of four major recommendations to tackle the nation's fraud epidemic. Bangladesh Bank selects Fime for launch of domestic card scheme. Fime has won a six-year contract with the Central Bank of Bangladesh to help launch the nation's domestic card scheme. Russia begins digital ruble pilot. The Bank of Russia has enlisted 13 banks for pilot testing of a digital ruble involving real-world transactions. Sweden's Bright Payments makes further advances into Denmark. Bright Payments today announced that it has expanded its product coverage with the launch of open banking-powered instant payments and payouts in Denmark. FCA finds fund managers' value assessments significantly improved, but still work to do. Following a review of fund managers' value assessments, the FCA has found that while many firms have better practices in place, some still require improvement. Personalized payments will help merchants stand out in 2023. In a recent webinar, Jeff Kump, president of CSG Forte, and Daniel Keyes, head of merchant services at Javelin Strategy and Research, shared insights on how payments have progressed this year and what we can expect in the coming months. Osler unveils generative AI solution for risk decisioning. Osler, an AI fraud detection firm, has announced its development of a new generative AI risk decisioning solution. Unicard acquires ESEB's digital ticketing business from Visa. Unicard Ltd., an established provider of smart ticketing and payment solutions to the public and commercial transport sector, today announced its acquisition of smart ticketing specialists ESEB's from Visa, in a market transaction that will enable Unicard to offer a more comprehensive range of solutions in the UK and abroad. EMV Co. reports nearly 13 billion EMV chip cards in global circulation. Data published by EMV Co. shows that at the end of 2022, 12.8 billion EMV chip cards were in global circulation, a 7% increase compared to the previous 12 months. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.